Mo. I'm Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. As always, today I am joined by the photographer that all the girls want to be shot by, Richard Avery.
Thank you, sir.
And today's show, we decided to talk about Star Wars versus Star Trek. So we brought in a couple guests that have been on before. First up, we have cosplay expert Mika Tan.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back, Mika. And because we have experts, that's all we have here, is our resident zombie expert, yeah. Brian Dooley.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for coming back.
What are you an expert in?
I'm an expert in absolutely nothing.
Networking, bringing people
together.
Yes, that is your
my job is to bring in my replacement host. These are the people who are going to replace me and have different shows. It's going to be more with
just,
a lot of other people besides Mo.
It's been weeks of auditioning.
That's all this has been.
He figured me out.
So, Mika, we had a lot of fun talking to you about cosplay.
Thank you.
And it got brought up that you are a big fan of Star Trek.
I am.
Know all sorts of things about it. And then we found out that Brian is a big fan of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to interject real quick because I'm a big fan of neither.
What?
Okay.
So I have to throw out there, I'm Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. So
the original,
both. Yeah. No, I've seen the second one. I've seen the second round of it twice. I love that series. The original I grew up with, and I was a big
fan.
Totally,
the 70s was like 78.
Yeah,
like 78.
So I had a lot of fun with that, but I just wanted to throw that out there that I like both of Star Trek
You're
and
like
Star Wars.
Cylons.
But yeah, I'm a Cylon. I'm totally into that. So,
fucking it's a pretty
nerds.
Cool concept, though. Honestly,
I kind of liked Cylons? It, but compared to Star Wars and. Star Trek.
I like the old Cylons though, man. They had that the light.
Zoom,
they,
zoom,
they,
zoom.
They had the light from Knight Rider like going across their eyes too.
Exactly.
Miley Cyrus did that on her teddy bear when she was climbed out at the VMA Awards.
Oh,
yeah, had the Cylon original Cylon. Right,
we'll cover Skanks next week.
Yeah, we have a no Miley Cyrus rule.
I like the way he thinks.
So Mika, how about you tell us quickly why is Star Trek better than Star Wars?
Ooh, why is Star Trek better than Star Wars? Oh, we were just talking.
We were.
Huh.
Characters? Storyline?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that the development of all of the different characters, I mean, they even went as far as creating different social demographics on all the different cultures that are presented in Star Trek.
So you think that's what gives it the heads, you know,
it
heads up
It makes you care
over.
About the
yeah,
whole race instead of just, like, individual characters that are supposed to be representing the whole race. It's hard to do that, but you have a whole languages that they've created.
True.
Okay, so we have, you know, different races, we have different planets, we have different worlds, different groups.
As an intergalactic community, I think they've developed that better than Star Wars, instead of having individual. I mean, you have the Jar Jar Binks characters.
She went straight to Jar Jar Binks. Okay, so
I suppose you have that.
So, Brian,
we have
I'm not going to. Nobody can defend Jar Jar Binks, and I'm
no,
not going to expect you to.
And I wouldn't.
So, tell us why.
Believe me, if I could, I'd punch George Lucas in the balls for that. Like,
and that's like,
seriously.
But that's like a Star Trek person, you know.
I would let 100 midgets dressed as Jawas just bludgeonly just beat him in the balls.
But it would be like.
For
if,
that, it
but,
was so
but
bad.
But even Star Trek has its Jar Jar Binks, though, I think. Because they had like
what?
Well, like for me as a kid, like don't get me wrong, because like it's not that I don't hate Star Trek. It's just Star Trek was kind of boring for me.
It's too cerebral.
It was like I hated that for me. Like, I'm a creature guy, so like I like stuff, you know, with some thought put into it. You know, it's like when it's
like costumes.
Well, like the whole makeup thing. Like it was just okay. You're blue. And that makes you an alien. Like
right.
That's lame. Like
or I think
I liked
green.
Star Wars.
Orion.
It was like it was puppets and prosthetics and makeup and, you know, something went into it.
Right.
Robots. Like they had, you know, there was nothing for Star Trek.
No, they had that blob character in that one episode that Spock talked to. It was a giant blob. That
yeah.
was a
yeah,
good
but
episode.
Star,
yeah.
Star Wars.
We had tribbles.
We had tribbles.
No,
there were
you know,
tribbles.
Yeah, there was tennis balls that were fuzzy. That were.
Oh, come on. You had Ewoks.
There's a. Yeah. This is the way I look at it.
I'm not defending the Ewoks either, dude. Okay.
Star Trek was before Star Wars.
And yeah, totally.
And it was television, and it was like, and back then it was really boring, actually. But it, like, came out, and it was like, Star Wars just took sci-fi, like, to a whole other level.
Star Wars, Lucas was inspired to do that through the old serials of Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon, and he wanted to do a movie series like that. And so that's where that came from. And I mean, in the 70s, we all grew up and we saw where it started, which was weird to start in the middle of the series, but that was pretty cool. I was like, okay, this is pretty neat. It's kind of got some dark elements to it. It's gritty. It's fun. And then, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, Star Wars took a hard left and George went crazy.
Right.
And invented this whole new Star Wars of prequels that were just... It's weird because I feel like George Lucas created my childhood and then he decided to just ass rape it afterwards.
I always felt like
is what happened.
I think he's the only. I always say he's the producer that like created probably like the best trilogy of all time and the worst trilogy.
And the worst, yeah. Like, he completely went against himself.
Like there's no happy medium in there. He did the best and the worst.
And now you know I think in a good way that it's awesome that Disney bought it. And J.J. Abrams is stepping in, which did really good. Like, those Star Trek movies that he did are the ones that I like.
Right.
Those are great. He's got...
You didn't like Wrath of Khan.
You know, I had fun with Wrath of Khan as a kid, but it's still...
drama.
I don't know what it is, but, like, Star Trek bores the piss out of me. It just does. I
think it's because you're more visually...
I am. I'm more visually stimulated. Like, right. I want a good character to give a shit about, but at the same time, I'm like, this is space, goddammit. Like, let's see something cool.
But do you ever... I always watch those movies nowadays as an adult, and I'll be like, you know, how is it that they're in space and there's no... They have gravity... Like, I start, being logical about it all. You're like, how's it they don't get radiation poisoning? And how do they...
Science fiction. Like, it's not supposed to be...
The billions of dollars that went into this spaceship. Yeah, like,
exactly.
What did they... How did they make that work, really?
Like, how did they build that? And who came up with the idea? And who owns that? You know, like, it's... You start thinking all that stuff. I can't relax, basically. I'm a fan of both, but I do lean towards Star Wars in the first three... episodes because there was just something
fantasy,
and it was just like it was fun. And I know as a kid we were just like so blown away by not just like the characters and but it was the action, it was the whole idea of lightsabers, like really
there's new weapons, there's new things.
Yeah, it was just cool.
See, for me, Star Trek, I always leaned towards that probably more, and Wrath of Khan, one of my favorite childhood movies. But I also grew up with the Next Generation. I started off with the original Star Trek, you know, as a kid, the reruns from 20 years earlier, and then I went into Next Generation, which I loved. But as you were saying with Star Wars, kind of started off in the middle, Star Trek has kind of done the same thing, where they started off with the original Kirk, you know, episodes.
Right.
Then they went to Next Generation, but then the most recent one was Enterprise, which they went where they did the prequel. So they've done the same type of thing where they've done the middle, the future, the past, you know. And I think they've done very well with it.
They've done whatever they can do to make money.
Oh, of course. No, you gotta milk that cow.
Well, both.
I wish they would do a new TV series, though. I really do, for Star Trek. I wish they would do a new TV series.
The main difference is, I think, between Star Trek and Star Wars is... The hand-to-hand combat, there's more of that in Star Wars, which is why I think men in general like that better than just having regular, like, dramatic conversations over
teleprompter. You got military as well as, like, this kind of martial arts thing going on all at the same time, and lasers.
Space travel. You guys, I think Star Wars also had more of this ships. Like, it was the scale models that they had to use in the television series was far less impressive than they had in Star Wars. But, I mean, you got to think, too, is, like, how many years ago was that prior to? Like, 60s to the 80s. I mean, there's 20 years.
What's your favorite Star Wars characters? Like, are you Han Solo? Is it...
You know, it's weird. I like...
Darth Maul.
I do love Darth Maul, and I hated that. He was the best thing in that whole friggin' new series, and they killed him off. I was like...
He was the best
thing. What are you doing?
And he died really fast.
Jar Jar Binks lives, but you killed off, like, the most awesome bad guy, like, to ever, like... He was awesome.
I know. And the
General Grievous character that had the four... There's a robot that had the four lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
He was neat. He was kind of stupid, but still kind of, like... I think they could have had something cool with him, but... I like all the darker characters. Actually, they're fun. I do like the dark side. You know, it's neat.
They have cookies.
They have cookies. Yes, yeah, you have to go to the dark side. They have cookies.
They have cookies.
That's a T-shirt.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, this is.
I'm joining. Where do I join?
It's a black T-shirt with Darth Vader on it, yeah. And it says, "Come to the dark side," and he's holding a tray of cookies.
You're like, we have cookies.
No, speaking of joining, actually, I read somewhere that Francis Ford Coppola actually tried to get George Lucas into creating Jedi into a religion. Going along the thought process of Scientology.
Holy.
And I was like, and this was, you know.
It already is.
It already is.
It's not as organized.
No, it is. No, it is.
And that's what's interesting is technically they do have a cult following.
Right.
If anybody from Scientology is listening, I'm so sorry. Oh, where are we going there?
I will.
What, Scientology?
No, that all religion is a cult.
All religion is a cult.
Oh, well, yeah.
Some have better, I always say, some have better marketing and branding than others.
Yeah,
it's very true. But, you know, I mean, I think Star Trek, I've always liked the characters from Star Trek. I always looked at, and also, actually, where I was going to go is Star Wars.
You were probably masturbating to Deanna Troi, like.
She is pretty hot.
Okay, we've talked in an earlier episode, I did jerk off to Denise Crosby in Playboy when she was back when she was Tasha Yar. I actually, and I am man enough to say that I was very, very, very upset when she ended up dying. Sorry for the spoiler. When she ended up dying in 1988 or whatever in the show.
Yeah, right.
And the black blob takes her and kills her. And I was like, what? How could they do that? So I was very upset. But I think Star Wars had a leg up on Star Trek because it was so big.
Right.
You go out to a big screen, you get to go see this, and it was huge. Star Trek didn't come back out for, 3 years later and did the motion picture, which sucked.
Yeah, but that's why, like I said, Star Trek did this, their version, they did the sci-fi thing, and then Star Wars came along and took, seriously, think about sci-fi before Star Wars, before 1976, and I saw lots of sci-fi then, but then all of a sudden Star Wars came and put it to a whole new...
An Alien.
An Alien, exactly.
Oh. Alien was another one.
Yeah, and that's 78?
78.
Yeah, I saw that at the drive-in.
Yep.
And then, but it was like after that, sci-fi just really became this making money. It was like cool. And that's why Star Trek, there was never any of that, Star Trek never would have came back. Because Star Trek, the TV show, was just dead and gone. It was because of the success of Star Wars and everything that all of a sudden it was like, hey, we should do a movie. Is
the movies, when the movies came out, that really revamped everything.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know.
But if it wasn't for Star Wars, there would have been no Star Trek movies.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you say that?
I don't think they would have answered with the motion picture.
There would have been no Star Trek movies. If it wasn't for the success of...
I think Star Wars was a good fuse to get it going again.
It got everybody thinking about sci-fi.
It got attention again. They're like... Because not only that, but they're looking like, man, look at all the merchandising that Lucas is making off of this. And it's like, man, we look how much Star Trek crap we're sitting on here. We should be...
I know. They had
the
following and the characters. They had everything there.
There's a ton of stuff, yeah.
But see, even so, like even now, I don't think Star Trek has really jumped on merchandising. They still haven't.
Their toys
Nobody did it the way George Lucas really did, I tell you.
Has.
I mean, those toys...
I think it was Kenner originally and then went to, Mattel?
Kenner and Hasbro.
And now Hasbro.
Yeah, and it kills me too because I remember when Star Wars came out, and the first thing, like, they didn't have the toys then.
You had to order them.
But they didn't really, like, the 76, though, they really didn't have any. The first thing that we bought, though, was buying, it sounds stupid today, I can't even think I wasted $7.99 on this, but I bought the album of the movie because it was before they had, it came out on deep video, basically.
So was it?
It was the audio of the movie.
It was the audio, oh, okay.
And we played the record.
Including dialogue or just the soundtrack? No.
You know,
no.
The dialogue.
I mean, that if you have that might be fucking worth something. I mean, you never.
I don't.
Like,
but,
it was like that.
I remember that as being the first kind of thing that I know that when they made the movie and the movie came out, they didn't think about all those extra toys and merchandising. It wasn't until probably a year into they realized, man, we could be making these characters because people wanted that stuff.
I wish my parents bought me those action figures and then said, "You're never allowed to play with them."
Yeah,
exactly.
And put them away because I got the original 76 set that all came as one big case that you bought pre-ordered like through JCPenney or something like that. And then they came out, I think, that Christmas.
Wow.
And it was all the main characters. And if you have that now, I think you could buy a couple of houses with that.
Well,
it's worth a lot of money. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, it's like, I just know that before that happened and before that movie, there was very few there was no merchandising like that. You know what I mean? There was no. There were really comic books and there were cards. I collected cards.
Stuff.
My collection was. Do you remember Mars Attacks cards?
Yeah,
I used to have three sets of those. Yep. Complete mint condition.
And those were like 68, 67, 68, 69. I think those came out.
I used to have three sets, but that was like the closest thing you got to like merchandise to stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Star Wars. Boom, changed everything.
Well, now what you have is basically you have all these movies that are relying on that merchandising. When you go through and you see superhero movies, there's a reason why we're seeing superheroes movies because they do it here.
Marketed to do this then, and that.
Because they make more money that way, probably.
Exactly.
Well,
they
do,
the foreign sales love it. And then you have toys for days. I mean, you can go through shirts. You can't do that with your average independent.
It's like
movie.
I think of sometimes the movies are a commercial to sell the product.
Right. Yeah.
Just like how a record is to sell the product of the band.
Yeah.
See them live. It's kind of the same thing. It's like they probably come up with the product idea before they even come up with the movie idea.
That's my theory on planes because I think they did so well with cars they decided to do planes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next kids up, will buy it, yeah. Next up, buses.
Yeah, trains. Ooh,
the sequel to planes.
You see, and I get it that they're all inspired by Tex Avery's. Those old cartoons of like the 50s, those are hilarious. But it's like, guys, like you went from doing Toy Story and Monsters Inc. and WALL-E to like this.
Yep.
Like,
but if you're a 5-year old, it's wonderful.
Oh, keep in mind that Pixar did not do planes.
They didn't.
That was Disney.
Disney
did it. They took because Pixar is owned by Disney, but that's not a Pixar movie. That was one of the offshoots.
I read an article once that Pixar's never had a failure.
They've never had a failure.
That's crazy.
Every single time it keeps going.
No, and I think they've won the most Academy Awards for animated films too, because it's just boom every time.
They're badasses.
Yeah.
Well, we can definitely. That's a whole other episode. I do want to put out there that I would love to see a Battlestar Galactica movie. Real quickly, though, give it to me in 15 seconds or less. Mika Tan, why is Star Trek better?
Star Trek is better because of the character development.
Beautiful, Brian. Why is Star Wars better?
Made more money.
Wow.
More money.
There you go. That's good.
Cha-ching! I guess it's the bottom line now, isn't it?
Spoken like a true businessman.
Very nice.
Capitalist pig.
Well, thank you both of you for coming out today. Mika, tell us where we can find you, stalk you.
MikaTan.com. On Twitter, Mika_Tan, or at Starfleet International. I'm with Region 4.
And Brian, where can we find you?
At the grocery store. You can find me at Shrunkenhead Studios on Facebook and also on shrunkenheadstudios.com.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Moxes, sometimes I'm referred to as. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of cool photos from the movies that I work on. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you guys soon.